Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It's my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon our guest on the program today, Beaverdam City Administrator Nathan Teal. Nathan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Always a pleasure. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple months. If my memory serves me correct, it's been, I think, since December since we had a chance to sit down. I know it's been... Things come up last minute, yeah. Things change, so we get it. But it's good to have you back in.
It's good to be back. That's the bottom line. It's good to be back, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
You just needed a mental break. Winter months, sometimes you just need to step away. I get it.
I wish it were that, but yes. It's almost spring, so we can be happy.
Weather is hopefully going to be staying warmer. It was a little colder yesterday, but yeah. Unfortunately, when you live in Wisconsin, the weather kind of goes from beautiful 60, 70 degrees as it was on Friday to 30.
Last week was
degrees.
Wonderful.
I know. I could do for more of last week's weather. Hopefully, we get some more of that on the horizon. But if you have a question for our guest today on Community Comment, you can call into the program at 885-4446, or you can text 887-9595 if you have a question for, again, our guest today, Beaverdam City Administrator Nathan Teal. As we had quickly highlighted, it's been a couple of months since we had a chance to really dive in and discuss a lot of the happenings here in the city of Beaverdam. It's been a lot that's gone on the last couple of weeks.
So we do. We have several good things that are happening in the community. I think because it's springtime, a lot of people ask, okay, road construction, right? There's two seasons. There's winter plowing and then there's road construction. So we just posted on Facebook today, so this isn't necessarily... Hey, let's catch up from last month, but starting the 31st, hopefully, so here in a couple of weeks, we'll be beginning our road construction project for Beaver and Front Street. So we're excited about that. And two blocks of road that really need to be improved. So
yeah, and Ben, again, if correct me if I'm wrong, those two projects, those were complete reconstruction, gutting the road. And
yeah, that
sewer.
Will be a complete reconstruction. So yep, completely torn out, water, sewer reinstalled. So
yeah, I know the city does a good job too of sending out press releases when there are more minor road projects. If it's a mill and overlay or if some streets are temporarily shut down. I know those are will be a couple of those throughout the next couple of months, but the city communicates when those projects will be taken.
This road construction, this is going to be like an all-season one. It should hopefully be complete in August. I know that there were comments too or questions about Madison Street. Yeah. A portion of Madison Street is going to be done this year. From Curry to Chatham. However, that's probably going to be closer to summer, fall, or end of summer, early fall that work will be done.
Gotcha. It sounds like two major street reconstruction projects here over the summer months, then some little mill and overlay street road projects here and there. Is that
kind
of the
usually our
forecast?
Mill and overlay projects like crack sealing and things of that nature. That happens more towards the fall, and we'll send out a communication when that's scheduled to occur. Really, our budget for kind of maintenance, that's what we call road maintenance. Yeah. Is really being concentrated on just making sure that we're maintaining the roads that we have in semi-good condition. So a lot of it's going to crack sealing. Mill and overlays are probably going to be minimal. We'll usually Todd Jansen, our director of engineering, he'll put together kind of the list of roads that will be done later on this year.
Fantastic. So we'll hear more about that. Towards the end of summer, towards the fall months, as Nathan had mentioned, with some of those minor street maintenance projects that the city undertakes. But I want to also now focus here our conversation. It's great that you're in here because these are some topics that have come up at the Common Council last couple of weeks, and wanted to dive into these and be able to share more information about these things. And a lot of this conversation will be surrounding around the hometown plan and some of the projects that were outlined and that were then brought up to the council. And essentially, there will be using ARPA dollars, American Rescue Plan Act funds, which were set aside by the city to help fund a lot of these projects. But Nathan, I will let you sort of set the stage for us here and kind of where we're at with this.
Yeah, so actually related to the road projects too as well. So you'll recall last year we had a community action plan committee. They developed a hometown plan with a variety of projects, and many of the committee members are still participating with me and kind of meeting to try to make sure some of these projects continue to move forward. And kind of two of the most exciting ones are, or that we're working on right now, is we're working with the school district to build some bike repair stations. So we've created three locations, mostly towards our parks. So Swan Park, Votech Park, which will be kind of where the trailhead eventually for the Gold Star Trail connection for the county is going to be. And then also at Waterworks Park. So we're going to be working with the school district. We're really excited. Their shop class is going to basically build these repair stations for us, and then we'll hopefully be able to install. So we've ordered the equipment and things of that nature, so that's underway. But the hometown plan also called for basically a multi-use trail throughout the community, and kind of expanding upon the bike facilities that we do have currently on street and off street. We just contracted with MSA to kind of lay out a conceptual plan, which will be very beneficial, both in terms of when DOT, they come and they're right now doing kind of a Highway 151 conversion study, as well as, you know, as Gold Star Trail kind of continues to move along, we're going to connect, we're going to be able to integrate into that. So addressing a bunch of concerns, both access across Highway 151, having multi-use trails throughout the city, connecting to the YMCA has always been kind of a big push by the community. So really excited about kind of fleshing out that plan, figuring out kind of the cost analysis portion of it.
Yeah, so usually at least how I understand these processes to go, that the MSA will review and put a report together, and will that then be presented to the council and then kind of move on from there? What's the next couple of steps look like for this?
Yeah, so we still have basically our Community Action Plan Committee subgroup still meeting, and so we've commissioned MSA to kind of put together, kind of put lines on the map, but then also provide us kind of the list of conflict points. So, you know, Highway 151 is a conflict point. Like, where are you going to cross? Sometimes you hit streams, and sometimes you hit private property and things of that nature. And so they're going to kind of identify all of those conflict points, and then also provide kind of a very broad-based cost analysis of what will it cost to actually build this section, what will it cost to mitigate this conflict point. And so they're going to prepare that report. We'll review it as kind of an advisory committee first, and then we'll bring that back to council for final review.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool how both of those two projects that you outlined sort of tie into each other when it comes to what they ultimately are looking at doing. Both tie into more outdoor recreation, bike paths, you know, more options for people to go outside and enjoy the city itself. And obviously, it's really cool that Beaver Dam is able to partner with the district and have students there be able to help essentially build these bike repair shops. Is that kind of what their involvement is?
Yeah, so it's not a shop per se, it's just a repair station.
Correct.
And to be clear, what it basically is it's a glorified pole that has a pump attached to it and some tools. So people can actually hang their bike and then be able to repair it or work on it. So, we're really excited about the collaboration with the district. They also, if you'll recall back in the day, they actually prepared for us some bike racks.
That's right.
Or places where people could, you know, tie their bike if they're going to stop at a place to eat in the downtown. Really cool, kind of incorporated the city logo and things of that nature. So they do a phenomenal job. We got those installed. We actually also have an Eagle Scout who has volunteered to help us with the installation of these repair stations. So very community oriented, going to probably not cost much to the city at all, which is amazing. If we would have gone and just purchased and then done the installation, you know, it would probably have been closer to, you know, $3,000 for each station. We're hoping that we're going to come well under what we had budgeted for this project. So
fantastic. Now, is there a deadline or time frame for having those bike repair stations up and operational?
We're kind of a little bit at the whim of when we get the parts in. And so we've ordered them, but the school district's going to be somewhat constrained that they need to have the parts in order to actually build them. We're hoping that it will be this year yet, but I don't want to hold. Students already probably have projects, things of that nature, so it might be the fall. But
fair enough.
But it will be done, hopefully, towards the end of this year. So
fantastic. Now, with that multi-use trail analysis plan, was there a window for that to be completed and wrapped up by?
Yeah, so our hope is to have the – I'm hoping that we'll have that early summer. Now, mind you, that's just kind of putting lines on a paper, giving us a very high level, kind of creating some phasing for us then to go for grants and things of that nature. So I just don't want to give anybody the thought process that we're going to have trails or multi-use trail like by the end of the year.
Yeah,
that probably won't happen.
That's an important note to make. This is just a lot of times what municipalities will do is they will contract out and have reports or documentation prepared so that when grant opportunities present themselves, they are ready with the documentation to present. So it's a quicker process. This doesn't mean, like you mentioned, that they're going to start chewing up land and putting down cement. This is just to help them be prepared if those opportunities present themselves down the road.
Well, exactly. And when we have like state agencies that, you know, they announce a grant, the communities that are prepared with plans, they tend to do better in the grant application. And oftentimes these larger agencies, they're wanting to see what they're doing. It's not just a pie in the sky type thought process, but they've actually done their homework and figured out that what they can and can't do. And so this is going to position us very, very well in the future.
Right. And excuse me, with the hometown plan, is there also a focus on downtown revitalization as well?
Yeah, great question. So one of the things that the committee and one of the projects that had come out of the hometown plan was to try to create a space for events. In particular, you know, we had every year we have Fall Fest, right? We've got the Best Dam Fest, things of that nature. And so the hope was to create some kind of space for the community to gather. And so that committee is continuing to, they're kind of a subcommittee, is continuing to work with the city, also meeting with the Beaver Dam Downtown Inclusive, the Chamber, the Rotary Club, and so forth to kind of get kind of all the stakeholders and really refine kind of what the vision is for a plaza, downtown plaza. So there's been some good discussion, some good thoughts. I won't steal thunder just yet, but it's been exciting to see this committee continue to move forward. And just a shout out to the community just in general. If anyone is interested in engaging in some of these thought processes, you know, I said this last year that you can get on and off the bus at any time. Multi-use trails or a downtown plaza is of interest, you know, and you want to participate and have a seat at the table, feel free to reach out to my office. I'm more than willing to kind of clue you in and communities, it's open participation. So
great. Fantastic. We are with Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal here on Community Comment today. Also, process that the city has been going through the last couple of months is their comprehensive plan. Is there an update with that effort?
Yeah, so March 26th, next week, I believe, right?
That is next Wednesday, I think that is.
Yeah,
correct.
So yes. The Plan Commission is going to hold the public hearing. We'll do a presentation on kind of the comprehensive plan that's been drafted out. Got incorporated the hometown plan into that document. The Plan Commission over the last eight months, have been reviewing the former plan that was done in 2009, updating it, bringing it into current standards. We're ready to adopt it, if you will.
Sure.
And so it is online. Individuals are more than welcome to kind of go and review the plan. If you have comments, it's a little bit towards the end of the process. We'd welcome your comments in general, but just know that we're excited about having a comprehensive plan finally complete and something that we can use in the future. Again, one other comment just is that this sets us up for grant opportunities in the future. We just had a conversation with DOT, and it was very exciting to hear them, applaud our efforts in getting the getting prepared for their efforts. So
great. And you mentioned that a hearing is March 26th.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Is that at the City Hall?
City Hall. Yep.
4 p.m. at City Hall, March 26th. On the top floor there in the council chambers, where it's taking place?
Correct.
All right. So those out there interested in seeing where things are at can attend that meeting, get feedback or input there. And as you mentioned, it's available online as well for people to review ahead of time if they want to hop on the city website and find that document there as well.
And again, this was a shout out to all of the individuals, on that Community Action Plan Committee. A lot of the content and the feedback that we got, we were able to incorporate, and just so grateful to those that engaged with us in that process. It really is, it's wonderful to see community participate in their local government.
Excuse me again. Interesting thing that I had an opportunity to write about that got brought up at the council and was approved, or at least the designs were approved here not too long ago, was some new welcome signs for the cities. Was able to see the digital designs for those. Posted that with our story at dailydodge.com. But sort of walk us through where we are with this with this project
expect.
And what to expect. Correct.
Yeah. So I actually just met with the vendor today. So very exciting. They're going to be in process of actually fabricating the signs here shortly. Mm-hmm. It'll probably take, the fabrication process will probably take a month to 2 months. But the intent is to locate these signs to replace the one on Park Avenue in front of McDonald's.
Yep.
So it will be refaced to utilize the new city logo. Yes, it's not that new any longer, but it's still newer compared to what's on at Park Avenue right now. And then we'll have one on South Madison Street coming into town by the Quick Trip, and then one on the way coming into town from Fox Lake on Highway 33. So exciting to see those signs get installed. We just had, again, like I said, the conversation with building inspection and also public works and our director of engineering with the vendor today. So hopefully, before Labor Day or not Labor Day, but Memorial Day. We'll see some signs in installation.
Fantastic. Yeah. And are those, obviously, I think if you would have to go back into the packet to find what those would look like, but I'm sure we'll write another story about when share those images. Is there a way people can find out what they look like that they want to know?
Want to know something? I will do this. When I get back to the office, I should have already created a press release on this, but the press, they're so on top of things. And I should have probably given you a a visual that you could have thrown up on community comedy.
I have it. I should have done that. I did not take the initiative. That's on me.
That's all right. So I'll have a rendering on the website here, hopefully, before the end of the day.
Fantastic. Now, we just have a few more minutes left here today with our guest, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. With that time, let's spend a few minutes just discussing another study that's happening here in the city with the Beaver Dam Fire Station.
Yeah, so this one came up primarily for two reasons. One, in our hometown plan, we talked about public safety facilities. As the current fire station that we have is, I think it was built in the 1960s, and there we've since then hired several female officers, more officers than we have necessarily facilities to really accommodate the officers that we have, and so it triggered a need for us to just evaluate the space, how it's being utilized, and what we should consider moving into the future. I think the city, back in the day, you know, in 2009, they had done kind of a space needs analysis then. There had been some preliminary discussion about even needing a second station. Mm-hmm. Now, we've completely, the change of the land since 2009, there's been quite a few things that have happened. So point is that it's time to do a reset. Yeah. I have no idea what's going to come of that study. I don't want to project a thought process, but there are some real tangible needs. If you were to ask for a tour of City Hall, I could show you some pretty significant deterioration. But all those things we want to make sure that we address. And so we hired a company, Five Bugles. They have another name now, but they're doing kind of the needs assessment, and then they're going to look at programming. Hmm. I know that there's been quite a bit of change, even you know, since the building first came into play with kind of fire protection standards and things of that nature. So they're going to look at our needs. They're going to evaluate the programming, and then we'll be discussing kind of alternatives, whether it's rehabbing the current facility, or whether it's looking at a satellite facility, et cetera. So, and it will be an interesting study.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure this will be a topic that we will bring up again with Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal, as well with the members of the Beaver Dam Fire Department when they come on Community Comment in the near future and discuss that.
And hopefully with more details and better information. We're going to be studying this
right
now. Well,
it's an important thing that just the fact that it's being done is an important thing to note, that they're looking at updating their facility and getting it more in line with modern day decontamination standards and finding ways to make what firefighters do safer and protect them on their in their day-to-day job. But we are just about out of time here today, and a community comment went by very quickly today. It's already over here, but I want to thank our guest again, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. Nathan, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, always a pleasure.
And that will do it for today's community comment.
Attention Horicon residents, are you craving the latest scoop on what's happening in your city? Look no further than March Talk.
Join Superintendent Rich